Morning, everyone. Josh here. Solopreneur Grind. It's Tuesday. It was Canada Day yesterday. And so we're doing the SG Daily on a Tuesday. In case you're curious and missing the J-Mug, it was a little bit later in the day because I had a few calls this morning. So we're into my morning smoothie time. So I decided we'd mix it up a little bit. Hope you had a good weekend. And what's really top of mind this week is priority management in terms of not just my own company, not just my main company, I should say, but if you are a solopreneur or a wannabe solopreneur or an entrepreneur, you've probably suffered from what I'm now calling shiny business syndrome. And that's a play on shiny object syndrome, where a lot of things look really interesting and promising and exciting. Right. So typically you could think about it as like a kid, you know, walking through a toy store and all this stuff looks so cool and it all looks so interesting. And I feel like a lot of us solopreneurs get the same way with businesses, right? Or just ideas or opportunities. And this sounds so good and that sounds so good. And where do you draw the line? Right. And what I spoke about in my email today, which I highly recommend you join if you're not on the email list, is why that is and how to keep it in check. And I think there's two main reasons why solopreneurs can get shiny business syndrome. And one of them is that we tend to be, you know, the type of people who get excited by opportunity and like to envision what it would look like and how we would do it. And we'd have the confidence to be able to make it happen and try it. And that's a good thing, right? Because if it wasn't for that, we probably wouldn't be solopreneurs to begin with. But the second thing I think about, and this is more of a negative, is that one reason that it's so easy to get excited about other business ideas or opportunities is that we have this notion that that next idea could be the one, so to speak. And what I mean by that is, well, what I'm working on right now might be working well, it might not be working well, but it's hard, right? It takes a lot of time inherently. But what if this new idea could become more successful even faster? You know, what if that's the next Amazon or the next Facebook or the next Apple? And I think that's dangerous, right? If you think that another idea is going to solve the grind that you're going through now, I think you're probably in for a lot of disappointment, right? I'm guilty of it too, right? This is one of the main reasons why I'm talking about it and why I think I'm okay at describing it, is that I'm working on my law firm and it's going well, but it's also not easy, right? You got to put in the time, you got to put in the hours, but like, oh, this other opportunity is coming across my table. That could be awesome, right? And you're just thinking of, oh, I could do it this differently and that differently, and maybe it'll grow faster and this, that, and the other. But my hunch is that all these shiny business ideas that sound great, you're just shifting what you're doing now into a new venture, right? It's still going to be super hard. It's still going to take a lot of time. It's still going to be stressful. And the reason why I think that is if you think about the Amazons, the Facebooks, the Shopifys, all those businesses, like any half-decent entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur, solopreneur, went through a damn long grind, right? There's a lot of content out there talking about, oh, work-life balance, and you need to find the balance, and it shouldn't be a grind, and da-da-da-da-da. And that's actually okay. I don't disagree with that. But the reality is you're going to hit a cap if you fall under that mentality, right? If you simply don't work that much or that hard or that efficiently, you will hit a cap at some point. It might be low for some, might be high for others, I don't know. But unless you do put in the time and the effort and plan to grow and hire and deal with the issues that come with hiring, there is a cap. So all of this is to say, growing a very big, successful business is going to be hard. It's going to take a lot of time either way, right? And it's very easy for us to look at other companies, at other ideas, and say, oh, that looks awesome. I should go try that. But I think the harder thing to do, and the thing that will lead you and me to more success in the long run, is to find one or two of these businesses ideas that either you're working on right now or that you're trying to figure out. Maybe, you know, you're looking for something to pull the trigger on because you're working full time right now in a company and you don't want to be. Find one or two of those and just go all in and block out the rest. Block out the rest of the noise. Put in as much of your time and energy and effort into one or two things. I say two because maybe there are two and they're semi-related and you want to test out what could be the better opportunity. But once you have that narrowed down, or you see potential for one and it starts working well, just don't even consider other ideas. Don't even consider other opportunities, because it's just going to take time and energy and thought away from what could be the next Facebook or Amazon, right? Any of the companies that you and I are working on right now could be the next Facebook, Amazon, Shopify, whatever, whatever. Maybe not in to the same scale, because those are, you know, like generational type companies, but big enough that it can change your life forever, right? So a little bit of a deeper episode here, but especially for the first day of the week for me. But I really think that shiny object and shiny business syndrome is just us entrepreneurs and solopreneurs trying to dream about what life could be with a successful company, whereas we're not just appreciating what we have and what's working right now and realizing, hey, I just need to grind harder on what I'm doing right now. And that could be that dream in the future. So anyways, hopefully that made some sense. Hopefully it gives you some added motivation to continue building and doing what you're doing. And I'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday for the Wednesday episode. Have a good one.